Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from New Age Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NAM, and on the OTCQB under the symbol NMTLF. We are chatting with the chairman and CEO, Harry Barr. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, New Age Metals is an exploration company that has two divisions, a platinum group metals division and a lithium or rare earths division. We are going to get a broad update here from Harry on the company's three main areas, I guess we can talk about, using the news release from today, November 10th, as a starting point here. It's an update on the pre-feasibility study at the River Valley Palladium Project. Now, this project is near Sudbury, Ontario. Billed as one of the largest undeveloped primary palladium projects in North America. Harry, give us an update then in terms of the pre-feasibility study, when it's expected to be released, and what everyone should be paying attention to when you do get that pre-feas out.
Yes, thanks for having us on today. We started the pre-feasibility in April, and we plan to have it done by next June, July at the latest of 2022. It's about a $4 million study, and we've been doing a lot of work, and today's release is an update. It was a long release, about 10 or 12 pages, basically updating the different groups of engineers and technical people that we've hired to complete the study. But since we've talked last, we've completed archaeological studies. We've got ongoing environmental work on. We've drilled four holes, which would be kind of in the middle of the four first open pits that we would eventually put to production on the property, and that material went into SGS, so we're doing a big metallurgical study too, and geotechnical engineering and site investigation studies and terrestrial aquatics and surface water and hydrology environmental studies. All of this is going on. We are about halfway through the $4 million spend, and as I say, we should have final results and report out next year at the end of June, hopefully July at the latest.
Well, Harry, during this phase, what some have dubbed the orphan phase of a development project, where you're going through all that work, metallurgical work, the water, the power, the environmental studies, the recovery rates, the, you know, what will the mine optimization be, is the economics. That's the part of a project where some people lose interest, but it's really a more exciting time for the company because you're moving it towards a construction and production decision. What's the main takeaway you want people to get from this update today? What is the main overall 30,000 foot view strategy of how this will be laid out as an open pit scenario?
Well, the initial PEA that we did a couple of years ago looked at a mine plan of about 14 years, producing about 120,000 ounces of palladium equivalent a year. I don't know if much is going to change there. We did do a updated mineral resource statement here again, just put out about a month and a half ago. And as we stated earlier, we're one of the largest undeveloped primarily palladium projects. We do have platinum and gold and copper and nickel and cobalt, and we are trying to bring rhodium in as a payable metal by doing a lot more assaying. We know we have it, we just didn't do enough work on it. You know, all of that will come out in the study, and it'll be a much more advanced study than a PEA was. So, you know, we should have a lot of answers as to what this mine will look like, what it's going to cost to put it in production, how many years of production we have. So we're quite excited about it. But you're right. Sadly, if you look back at the kind of graph of mining stock, typically it's the exploration and the discovery years that are the exciting. And then when you get into the point where you're actually in development and trying to figure out how big this mine's going to be and what it's going to cost, etc., that's typically when people lose, you know, a fair bit of interest in following it. And we're in kind of the middle of that right now. We do have a lot of exploration upside on the property, and we have done some work towards that. We drilled four holes while we were waiting. We didn't want to lose the drill, so we put it over on our Banshee. Banshee is an area in the northern portion of the property that only had about 20 holes in it. So we do have four exploration holes coming in. We do have a couple of the holes that we're doing for some of the other studies that will be basically assayed top to bottom, so we'll have numbers coming out of them. And we did do some surface exploration, too, that we'll have some numbers coming out. and we sent in 200 and some assays for rhodium a couple months back. Our turnaround on the assays is just terrible these days, and it's not just us, it's for everybody in the industry. They basically overloaded and understaffed the assay company. So there will be news coming out on all of that here in the next couple of months. You know, our goal is to stay on budget as best we can and get this study done as quickly as we can so that we can move on to the feasibility study.
So, Harry, what's the big picture goals here for this River Valley Palladium project? Because it sounds like there is still some exploration potential, but you guys are moving through all the de-risking and moving forward with the ideas around mine plans. The question then comes, can the company finance it? What would the company's options be to actually start to move into a development decision? Or are you going to put that on the back burner and focus on the exploration that you could fund yourself? What can you share with us in terms of the overall strategy here?
Yeah, we decided a couple of years ago to move through the PEA and pre-feasibility study. And quite frankly, I wish I had a big enough budget to be doing both, because there is tremendous exploration upside. We had about 9 targets that needed to be drilled in the northern portion of the property in and around where we'd be starting. So it's a great place to add on to the open pits we have. And we drilled on one of them, and we definitely found good mineralization. But in the budget, we still have about $8 million in the treasury with no debt. And we just didn't have enough to completely go full bore on both the exploration and the pre-feasibility study. So I think we'll keep moving ahead. The pre-feasibility study will give us the ability to go to larger groups like major mining companies or mine finance companies and private equity firms. That's when they like to basically take a look at a company if they're going to get involved in investing once the pre-feasibility study's out. So that's going to give us a lot more ability to continue to finance. I don't know what the cost of the feasibility study will be, but it's probably going to be in the $7.5 to $15 million range, and 15 high, but that would bring in a lot more drilling, because in our new study that came out this summer, our new updated mineral resource, we have 1,600,000 ounces in the third category that's just going to take more drilling to bring it up into the top two categories, which will bring it into the ability to add more mine life too. So I think if you see a number closer to $15 million, a lot of that will be for more drilling, trying to bring the third category into the top two and add mine life. Well, you know, we're plugging ahead. We've got enough money in the treasury for at least another year. Could well do something again come next spring, depending on how the markets look and the price of our stock, et cetera. But, you know, moving ahead in the development stage with a lot of exploration upside, again, if we can bring in a partner somewhere down the road, we would have them spend a whole lot of money on the exploration side too.
Yeah, Harry, it'll be interesting to follow along, and that does make sense to bring in a larger partner to help out, share the burden of the cost, and they would probably be more interested once they see the pre-feasibility study, to your point, and then some of that money on drilling and some of that extra expense towards the feasibility study would get it to the point where you could find out what the real capital situation would be. So we'll keep following along, but let's pivot over to a second project the company has up in Alaska. It's the Genesis PGM Copper Nickel Project. You did a little bit of work on that a couple months back. Just bring everybody up to speed on that project and the work you did this year and what's coming for it down the road.
Genesis is a platinum group metal copper nickel project. It's road accessible. It's just off a main paved road highway in Alaska, so it's got good access. We own 100% of it. We had a option earn-in period in the last 3 years, and we basically paid the cash payments and the stock payments, and that's subject to a royalty that can be bought down, or at least half of it can be bought down. So it's a good project. It's never been drilled yet, so we're quite excited about getting to that point. We have had numbers on surface, and there's a good area of about 2,000 meters on surface that we've got 2.4 grams of platinum and palladium, along with just under a percentage of nickel and half a percentage of copper. So we're quite excited about the project. We had about a $100,000 program that was initiated this year, and the results went in probably 2 months ago, and we just got an acknowledgement from the lab that they have numbered all the different assays that were sent in and whatever. So in terms of turnaround and getting those numbers back, it I'm hoping it's not going to be more than a month. But again, the labs are really backed up, and it's really hard to say when you're going to get it. But quite excited about the project. Our stated objective is to bring a partner in to help us develop that. And last year was terrible. You couldn't get anyone to Alaska. And partway through this year with COVID, it was about the same. So we're hoping with the results from what we've done this year and an updated report, we're going to get back out and try to market this thing for next year and help us bring someone in. We're really at the point where we're ready to drill. So depending on budgets and whatever, maybe we will do the first round of drilling ourselves too. But it's an excellent project, and we're excited to get out and get some drilling done on it very soon.
Okay, so it really sounds like we'll see what the plans are, right, for that project. Right. It's drill ready, but sounds like you guys really just want a partner to come in and start to drill that project. Let's move on to some of the lithium projects, because I understand that you did just wrap up a drill program, a smaller drill program, 1,500 meters at one of the lithium properties. Can you share with us what the strategy was around this drill program and what everyone can expect in terms of news flow when you do get those results back?
Yeah, well, our initial strategy for the whole division was to tie up as much ground as we could around the Tanco mine in southern Manitoba, and with the help of an ex-VP of exploration there, we were able to do that over the last couple of years, and we finally hit our second objective, and that was finding a partner who was, you know, quite capable in the lithium arena. And we signed a deal, I think it was about the 26th of September, we announced a deal with Mineral Resources Limited. They're about a $9 billion Australian market cap company. They're a big producer of iron ore and lithium. They're the fifth largest lithium producer in the world. So under the terms of the agreement, they can earn 51% by spending $4 million on exploration over about 42 months and giving us $400,000 in cash. We're also the project operator or field manager, whatever you want to call it, and we do receive income based on dollars in the ground there too. So to go on to get to 65%, they would have to complete a 43-101 mineral compliant resource and a pre-feasibility on one or more of the projects, and then they can earn up to 75% of the project by basically committing and bringing it to the point of final construction. We also have a term in our agreement that they will help us finance our 25%. This should be wanted to go all the way and be a partner with them that way. So we're excited about that. It was basically an underdeveloped kind of division because we did spend about $300,000 of our own money on it this year and did a lot of geophysics. So an overview of the whole property, there's seven different properties. We did drone geophysics on five of them. The idea is to try and come up with anomalies and get boots on the ground and find some more drill targets there. Three of the projects are drill ready. We've got two of them with drill permits, and one of them we're working on. The most advanced one in our maiden drill program that you asked about started about maybe 5.5-6 weeks ago. We announced that we have drilled the 1,500 meters that are just taking the drill off the site probably today. And those assays are in. And again, I would hope within 60, hopefully not 90 days, we will be getting results back. We're also already applying for additional drill holes on this target. When you're drilling pegmatites and you're looking for spodumene, it's a white material, and we were able to, you know, on a lot of the drill holes, we definitely know there's spodumene in it. We don't know the assays or anything like that yet. So there should be a second round of drilling on this project for sure. We've also asked our consultants to put together a plan for the second project, which will most likely be Lithium One in terms of a budget, and hopefully we can get at it this winter. And the third thing they'll be helping us with is a budget to put boots on the ground and all of these targets that were generated from the IP drone work we did this year. So a lot of news coming out of that division. Financed, fifth largest producer of lithium in the world, is our partner, so a great partner to have. And it's the first time Mineral Resources Limited have come to Canada. So we're quite excited to be working with this group.
Yeah, Harry, that's a big update, and they're a good partner to have for sure. I remember when they took their lithium mine into production with Neo Metals, and then Ganfeng bought out Neo Metals' stake in that and still partnered with them there. And so they're a solid operator to have, and it is nice to see them moving into Canada. Hopefully see more Australians focused on getting into the North American markets as well. But what do you think it will be? You know, will they help you with all of the other projects then too, or is it just more based around just that project they signed the agreement with? And then I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Harry. Do you think you would ever consider spinning out these lithium projects into their own company and then just keeping the PGM and base metals one on their own? Has that ever crossed the mind of the board? Just thought I'd throw that out there as a question to you.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I'll answer it first. In our agreement, we have the right to do just what you said at some point. We could spin it out into a new public company. The first part of the question is it is basically the seven projects we have. We have an ongoing acquisition program going now, and we've kind of ring-fenced or circled about 100-kilometer radius of our projects that our partners, Mineral Resources, can be involved in. So it's our whole division. Anything new we get within the 7 kilometers, if they agree to sign on to that new. If they don't, we can continue to acquire more ground within the area of interest or definitely outside of it. And we're looking at that now too. We certainly think that this area of Manitoba for lithium is totally underexplored and a great place to be. And certainly with all the manufacturing companies and everybody turning to electric cars in North America, having deposits in North America of lithium are a good business to be in right now too. So we're quite excited about the lithium division, and you know, somewhere down the road as it grows, and if we can establish a couple of decent deposits, we may well look at swinging that division out and financing it through a new public vehicle.
All right, last question before we get you out of here then, Harry. In terms of news flow and catalysts, we've covered a lot of the different divisions of the company here. Just summarize what everybody should be watching out for in terms of news flow and catalysts.
Yeah, well, I would say every couple of months until we get our feasibility study, it'll be another update like there was today. There definitely will be some drilling news coming out of River Valley on the 6 holes that we're going to be assaying and reporting that are more exploration holes. There will be news coming out on our rhodium and more rhodium samples going in. Our objective in the next year is to try and get enough assaying done that rhodium can be added as a payable metal. We've got in 3 categories about 100-some thousand ounces that we know was in the last study we did, but there's just not enough assaying to include it as a payable metal yet. So we're excited about that. As you know, rhodium's about $13,000 an ounce and went as high as 30 this year, so it doesn't take a lot of it to add some payable metals to the project. We will have the news coming out on our Genesis property hopefully before Christmas. We can get our assays back and an updated report on what was done there. And in terms of the lithium division, there will be news coming out on the drill results probably in a couple phases as soon as we can get results back from the assay lab. And other news in terms of where we're going to go on a possible second round of drilling, both on that project and a first round of drilling on Lithium 1. And a plan for next year in terms of getting boots on the ground on a lot of the anomalies we generated from the IP work this year.
All right, Harry, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get Harry to address those. Harry, thanks for your time today.
Thank you for getting us on today. I really appreciate it.